Blog Talk Radio.
TM Worldwide Radio on the air on a Wednesday afternoon in November. Don't usually do afternoon shows, but today I decided to do one because I've been looking at a lot of different things online today, and I figured let me go ahead and do a show. There's a lot of people out there that are posting resumes. Do you know the average number of resumes that get posted on any particular different online website out there? I'll just say thousands. I'm not going to say tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands because I haven't really counted. But just on one page that I'm looking at on a website in Atlanta, there are 1,946 postings of people looking for work. And that's just in the last few days. So it's a lot, okay? And the variance of, you know, what people have as far as skills and abilities and things of that nature, they range from being a plant manager, okay? Someone who has experience, let's see what they say, production lines and inventory and deliveries and things of that nature, right? You have people with real estate experience. You have people with project management experience. You have people with accounting experience and painting and let's see, what else? Construction, of course, right? And you have all these people who do different things, payroll, bookkeeping. I'm just scrolling right now. Customer service, teaching, okay? They're not getting paid right now, having all of these different skills and abilities. I mean, if you, like, for instance, I see this one, 8 years of video production experience, 10 years of IT experience. If he has 10 years, a decade, okay, where it looks like administration, development, systems administrator, developer, help desk, has all of that, and I'm looking at skills now. Remedy, Java, Windows XP. Why isn't this person working? Somewhere, and this is a person in Atlanta, by the way, that's looking for something. Okay? Oh, wow. that's crazy. I actually know who this person is. I just now glanced at the name on it. He actually put his name on it because, you know, some people don't put their names on the resume. But this person has a name on the resume. I know exactly who this person is, and they are looking for some type of employment. Or they're looking for someone to utilize their skills and abilities. Today's topic, do you have the skills to pay the bills? So in this particular person's case, this person is actually not looking for a job. This person, that his skills and abilities are out there available for usage on his time, because that's something that he can broker out to people as far as the things that he knows how to do. Okay, so I'm glad I came across that, because that's a perfect segue into what I'm really talking about today. With all the people who have something that they know how to do, and they know they can do it better than other people, I'm not going to say anybody better than anybody else, but better than other people for sure. Is there a way, is there a way for that person to be able to earn money from that skill and ability? And if there is, why are they not doing it? Have they tried to do it? What would be the reason not to do it? All right? And again, I'm just looking. 22-year veteran truck driver seeks part-time job. Lead mobile application developer. Caregiver, receptionist, customer service. These are all things that people say they can do. Wellness counselor and fitness training. Nurse looking for private duty care work. Telemarketing services. Graphic design services. Bathroom renovation. All these people are looking for work. All these people are looking for jobs, doing something that they know how to do, but for some reason, someone is not paying them. Now, what are the usual reasons why a person is not getting paid? The easy one, no one is hiring, but we know that's not true. We know that's not true because there are thousands of jobs out there, right? So that can't be it. The reason is that these people are not working because someone has chosen not to pay them. Okay? Somewhere in the midst of, you know, they were hired at one point years ago, and now all of a sudden something happened. Either that person, that skilled person isn't skilled enough, that person doesn't like them anymore, that person can't afford to pay them anymore, you know, all kind of different reasons. Or that person has seen things in that particular company that, you know, wasn't right for them, one reason or another. Could be ethics, could be business, whatever the case might be, right? There's people out there, though, who know something. They know how to do it. Virtual web designer, developer. I'm just looking at that one. Okay? And this is all from the last day and a half. I'm just looking at and reading off. And this just in Atlanta, Georgia. Okay? So, do you have the skills to pay the bills? Do you have a skill that you either, quote-unquote, were born with, right? Or something that you've learned over a period of time, whether it be school or trial and error, that you some income out of? And if there is, when will you try to do something about that? Okay? Because at a certain point, you have to make that decision to say, okay, well, I'm tired of doing it the way I have been doing it. It hasn't been very satisfactory. I haven't made a lot of money doing something for someone else that I don't even like doing. I don't like where I'm at. I don't like the people around me. Why am I still here? Is there a way for you to start, at least on a part-time basis? Do you know how to paint very well? Do you know how to use your hands in regards to building something? Gardening. I've been messing around with a tomato plant for the last few weeks or whatnot, and 3 tomatoes grew on it. I don't know how many were supposed to grow on it. It's a funny looking tomato plant. A friend of mine gave it to me. I don't even know what kind of tomato plant it is, truthfully. But they were baby tomatoes. And, you know, I was messing with my mom and said, well, I hope they're not pod people or anything, because, you know, they only was getting so big. But they were growing, you know, and they grew. And it was really cool and everything. But I'm not no gardener. I know I couldn't make no money doing that. I don't have that proverbial green thumb, right? But there are a lot of other people out there. They know what they're doing. They know about soil. They know about parasites and all that kind of stuff that could kill your gardens and things of that nature. They know how to treat stuff without chemicals, and they know how to do all of that stuff. And they have 50-foot apples and oranges and plums and rutabagas and potatoes, and they're all big and huge and juicy and taste good and everything, right? Can you make money out of that? Sure, because you have farming, right? Do you have the skills to pay the bills? Is there something inherently that you know for a fact you can do better than anybody else, and you can actually make money out of it? And are you willing to at least try? If you are, guess what? There is some work involved in that. Just like you go and get a regular job, there's work involved in that too. It's called work. You got to get up in the morning. That's work. You got to drive there. That's work. You got to work while you're working. And then you got work coming home. And then there are some people who work while they're at home, even though they're not at work anymore, right? Unfortunately, you're only getting paid while you're at work. And technically, that's only every other week. So is there something that you can do that you can get paid a little bit more frequently on your own time? Because the only reason you're going to work is to do what? Get paid, right? If you didn't have to do that, what would you do? It's a good question. It's a good question that most people will never ask themselves, and they will, be content with staying where they're at forever rather than asking that question and actually answering it. That's scary, but that's the truth. Do you have the skills to pay the bills? If so, what are you willing to do to make it happen? Now, on the short side of things, you have to come up with some kind of a game plan. Okay, let's see if I can find something on here. I'm just looking at this website here. Pick out just one thing. Let's say, okay, lawn maintenance. There you go. That's an easy one. So let's say for whatever reason you have really have found a way to cut grass better than anybody else on the planet Earth, right? Let's say you have a lawnmower, right? Sounds simple. Let's say you have an edger as well, okay? So first things first, you need to come up with a name for what your business is going to be, right? That would help. And then at a certain point, you need to get the paperwork. You need to get a business permit, and you need to get a business license, right? Eventually, you need to come up with some kind of a minimum business plan so that way you can itemize how your company is going to move forward, right? And then also have a checklist so that way you know what you're doing, when you're doing it, and that you're actually making progression, right? You have to market and promote your company, right? So whether it be through social media, whether it be through a website, you have to get that done. Websites do not cost that much. Guess what? You can do it for free. If you don't think you got time or the skills to do it, you pay for somebody to do it. Period. You're done. Okay? Once you got all those things out the way, guess what? You have to initiate the business, aka advertise. The marketing part is just the materials, but you still have to let people know that you exist. So you have to do that. Then it's a matter of getting that first client, right? Now, with lawn maintenance, that means somebody's yard got to get cut. Guess what? Might as well cut yours first. But it has to be the best cut of all time. And then guess what? Some social media and your website at that point. Show it off. If you don't believe you're the best lawn maintenance person of all time, who else is going to believe it, right? And that's just on the short side of things, you know? That's just taking an idea from scratch very quickly, of course, to say, you know what? Other people might pay me just because they might not want to cut their grass. You got to ask them these things, right? Most people don't do business because they're unwilling to ask. They're not willing to send out a message on Facebook or email or call or even text someone to say, hey, I believe that I can do this for you and it's worth it for the convenience for you to pay me. And even if everybody says no, you need to at least let everybody tell you no before you say it's not even worth me trying to get started. Because how do you know if they're going to say no? Somebody might say yes. You only need one client to say yes for you. Right? Do you have the skills to pay the bills? Do you have the skills to pay the bills? Do you have an ability to put something in motion that you can get paid from? And then if you do, are you willing to do what is necessary? If you are not able to do some of those things that I just mentioned yourself, guess what? You need to get someone else to do it for you. It's called a business investment if you're going to be in business for yourself. And again, most people, they're probably not going to do anything full time because their full time employment is taking care of things and all that. But what about overtime? Would you rather not have to work overtime if you didn't have to? How many Super Bowls have you worked? How many Christmases have you worked? How many every holiday you can think of have you always worked because you had to, not because you wanted to? Because that's the only reason you work overtime, right? Because you have to, because why would you voluntarily just stay there? Have you ever thought about that before? You need to. If you have money coming in from something that you want to do and you can schedule it yourself, why wouldn't you rather do that instead? Reason I mention these things is because you have to create that avenue at a certain point, because otherwise someone else is going to take your idea. You don't know. Someone out there is thinking about your idea as much as you are. And eventually someone's going to figure out a way to do it before you. You're not going to be happy, but you won't be able to do anything about it. Do you have the skills to pay the bills? Now, the other reason, of course, I'm putting this particular podcast on is to let people know that, hey, guess what? I help you do those type of things. I'll help you put together your business plan and institutionalize your whole organization from top to bottom to conceptualize what your name is going to be and how it's going to be viewed by people. From the very simplest steps to the most difficult, most complicated, I can do that. Go to my website, innovativeenterprises.com. There's one E in the middle of that. innovativeenterprises.com, but not two E's, just one. And you look and see some of the things that I offer to people. You know, there's people who have actually started a business, but they've had difficulties or, you know, whatever the case might be, haven't gone exactly how they want it. They need help building it out, right? They need help hiring new employees. That period of time of you having to find new employees, if you're the only person in the company, is difficult. And that also means that you're taking time away from actually doing your business, right? Collections. There's people who have business, but then there's people who have so much business, but they have people who don't want to pay their bill. That's difficult for someone to put that together on their own. You might need help with that. You might have a person who they have a company and now they have to start a customer service department. If they've never done that before, that's not easy. Okay? So on that level, I help people. But again, on the simplest levels, I can help a person, you know, with that business permit and the business license and how to write a business plan and to create that first website, right? And the do's and don'ts in regards to social media and actually using social media for a purpose, right? Because, again, you only need a few people to actually earn a decent income. But you got to get to enough people for that to matter, though, right? And all of us, you know, all of us suffer from that because there's a lot of people out there, but not all of them are interested in what you're talking about. But you have to be steadfast enough to keep going until you hit that pocket of interested people. It could take time. It could take years. But you've been working wherever you're working for years, too, and you're still there. So you can give yourself a few years yourself, right? Do you have the skills to pay the bills? Now, hopefully I'll be talking to a young man in about a minute or so, and we're going to talk about a skill that he has that he's been able to turn into income in the secular world, because you also have to think about this. If you have something that you know you can do better than other people and you're applying for work, are you applying for the correct work? Because some people make the mistake of trying to find jobs that are just jobs just so they can pay some bills rather than getting employment that actually will pay them a little bit more per what they can do. There's a big difference in that. Plus, you probably would enjoy it more. Okay? So I have a young man that I'm going to interview in a little bit, and we're going to talk about that and just kind of ins and outs and generalizations. But if he doesn't call in, because I know he was busy, I will continue to talk about business. So let's see. I'm actually going to check right now. FYI, again, visit www.innovativeenterprises.com. That's INNOVATIVEENTERPRISES.com. Make sure I spelled that right, because I did that off the top of my head. And I spelled it right. Congratulations to me. Do you have the skills to pay the bills? And I'm actually just right now kind of waiting to see if he is calling on. Also, follow him. Worldwide Radio does have an Instagram. I forget to push it sometimes because I've just been so busy. I had a movie to cast and some other projects. But The IMTM Worldwide Radio Instagram is just that, IMTM Worldwide Radio. And also my personal Instagram, IMTM1, and that's M as in Mary, by the way. And, of course, visit www.imtmworldwide.com. That's the main website. All my good stuff is on there, so check that out as well. So as I await my guest, let me check my text messages real quick. And, okay, this is what I'll do. I'm going to give him a moment. What I'm going to do is throw some music on real quick. So my man Chris Pritham, he is a music producer, and he has a lot of credits within the industry, different artists, different companies providing music for them. And I actually had him on as a guest a few weeks ago. Illit.com is the website. That's ILL-IT.com. Check them out. Let them know that I sent you. If you're an artist out there, by the way, might be listening, check them out. Got some great stuff. I'm going to go ahead and play this Emperor's tune. This is Emperor's by Chris Pritham of Illit Records, and we'll be right back with IMTN Worldwide Radio.
is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, and this show is Do You Have the Skills to Pay the Bills? This is a podcast. No callers, I should say. I did have a guest scheduled. Doesn't look like they're going to make it. If they do, it's going to be very brief because it's about 5 minutes left in today's show. Do you have the skills to pay the bills? Do you have an innate ability to do something better than anybody else that you feel you can make money out of, and have you tried doing it yet? And if not, are you willing to do so? Because if you are, it's worth it. Why wait 50 years from now and then be like, woulda, shoulda, coulda? I've seen it happen with people around me over the years that they see an idea that they had come to fruition in someone else's hands. And that's scary. That's a scary thought, especially if you don't like exactly where you might be right now. There's a lot of people in cities that they don't like living in. There's a lot of people in jobs that they feel that they're stuck in. And that's the worst feeling. And again, it always comes back down to that. What I call an excuse is, well, I have to have this job. And that's not necessarily true. And we all know it. We don't like to think it, but we know it. We have to be, you know, brave enough to try to break free just a little bit. No one says quit your day job right off the bat, but at least be working towards it. Again, someone said the other day, I did a business presentation, and, you know, it kind of came at me like I was being morbid and about, you know, do you prefer to try to work yourself to death? But you have to hear those things, because otherwise you'll do it. There's people who are 50, 60, 70 years old, working, 30 years of working, 40 years of working, 50 years of working. Does that really sound good? I mean, maybe it does for some people. I don't know. If you're acting, yeah, that's cool. If you're doing music, okay, yeah, that's cool. If you're in sports, okay, that's cool. But most people are not doing that. Most people are at Walmart right now, like seriously. Can you imagine being at Walmart in the same position, making $12.50 an hour for 50 years? Can you imagine that? Is that something to strive for? I didn't think it would be, but hey. Visit my website, www.innovativeenterprises.com. Remember, that is one E in the middle. And take a look. See if there's some things that you can get help with. Because right now I'm actually offering a small consulting package for anybody who's listening. It's $10 a month for 1 hour of my time to help you with whatever you're trying to do. Trying to start a business, you're trying to get something off the ground, and you just need a little advice and you need a little help. Not a lot of money. It could get you a long way. Okay. So that's going to end the show for today. I was hoping to have my guest on. Didn't look like they made it. So maybe next time, but I will be continuing this discussion about do you have the skills to pay the bills, and I'm actually scheduling a new list of guests. If you visit my radio show site, blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide, you'll see that I've done a couple of shows, and I've had different people in different facets of different industries on the show and interviewing them. So definitely check that out when you get a chance. And let people know about the show. Make sure you do follow the show so you don't miss episodes when they get scheduled. And let other people know what you heard and if you appreciate the information or not. I do appreciate those who are going to listen to this on the flip side, because I'm about to post this up as soon as it gets processed. And again, do you have the skills to pay the bills? If you do, what are you willing to do something about it? And that's going to end the show. My name is Chris. This is IMTN Worldwide Radio. Y'all take care.